My name is Yiming Xu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. My guest today is Jim Wilt. Today we are going to talk about technology adoption. What architects can do to improve the success rate of technology adoption. Hi, Jim. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Before we get started, can you introduce yourself first?
Yes, I'm Jim Wilt. I'm Chief Software Architect for Metrics Group Horning. It's a small strategy and innovation boutique in West Michigan. And I'm also a Microsoft Certified Architect and an MVP Architect.
Jim, as you know, organizations, big or small, rely on technology more than ever to be competitive, to be more productive. Yet technology adoption is often met with challenges and even failures. What's your comment on based on your experience?
Well, that's a good question because I have experienced a lot of failures in my career. I think what I find that the common thread through most failures is expectations on the customer side don't meet what's delivered on the technology side. And what happens is on the technology side, we tend to want to make the product that we're toting at that time be the solution when people are solutions. Products and technologies are just the tools that we use for solutions.
Okay, so you're saying that it's not just because of the complexity of technology, but it's also about meeting your the expectations and also about the stakeholder ownership.
Yes, you have to really align what you're delivering to their expectations and their business needs. If you build the greatest tool in the world, but it doesn't solve the needs that they have, you've really missed their expectations and then you've missed the mark, even if it's a great solution in and of itself.
Okay. Now, as you work with your clients, help them really to adopt technologies, what kind of approaches or strategies or even architectural skills, if you will, that you apply to help your clients?
I think I saw a real jump in my success rate when I adopted some business tools that are somewhat soft skills, if you will, from a technology perspective, but they get the great technologies that we can deliver into the hands, in the right hands, as in meeting the expectations. So something like the Platinum Rule, which is, you've probably heard of the Golden Rule, treat others as you'd like to be treated. The Platinum Rule is a book that states treat your customers as they want to be treated. So I find that making the solution about them, making them the thinkers, if you will, of the problem-solving skills of the solution, and then the stakeholders have that ownership, the responsibility behind that ownership, makes a big difference. Another tool is Norton and Kaplan Strategy Map, which is a way of mapping, if you will, how the technology interacts with the business solutions needs and then actually tops out on the financial benefits of why we're even doing this. And that's just another great tool. But my favorite tool is probably I use all the time is a tool called NABC.
Okay. Well, can you elaborate on that? What's that approach or tool, NABC?
It comes from the book, The Innovation, the Five Disciplines of Getting What Customers Want. And it's a needs, approach, benefit, and then the C they use is competition, but I use considerations, like architectural considerations. So it's really about communicating back to them using these four steps.
Okay, great. Can you, to help understand the NABC approach, can you give us sort of an example, whether it's your, you know, example based on your experience or some example you know?
Yeah, I can give you a real experience example. We had a customer who was going into replacing an integration platform with a less costly integration platform that had more challenges on their development staff in terms of a learning curve. So when we approached them, we said something, we listened to their, you know, we have to listen till our ears bleed, really, if we're doing good listening. And after you do that, you sometimes we'll use this tool to report back to them, this is what I heard you say. So in this example, the need was they needed a less costly integration platform to replace a legacy platform that was in use. And notice I'm not using product names because it's not about products. It's about people doing the right things and changing the right processes. So that was the need. the approach was, we're going to approach this by replacing the more costly platform with a less costly platform, but in the process, we're going to need to train your development staff who are going to have to overcome a rather large hurdle in the process. So I'm asking for them to take ownership in the approach. I'm saying, you've got a less costly platform. It's a no-given, no-brainer. I mean, it's a given no-brainer. The one is, then I need you to commit to me that you're going to fund the training for your people, give them the time to come up to speed, and to recognize it's going to take them time. It's a difficult transition. And then the benefits were, you're going to be saving 75% reoccurring cost, and your development staff will acquire skills that will follow them through the rest of their other development efforts. So the benefit is not only financial, but it's an investment in their greatest resource, their people, into making them work smarter, not only in this one project, but in all projects moving forward. And then the considerations would be, let's not replace the platform and go with what we have. In that case, you'd have to reduce staff by over 50% to pay for the costs. Or it could be to just do it in the languages and platforms that they knew, but they didn't have an extensible solution if they did it that way. But we could consider doing that. And in some cases, the consideration might be a better short-term answer, but not a strong long-term strategy. And this is a strategy communication.
So by applying this NABC communication tools, you will be able to communicate with people at different levels. So everybody understands what the expectations are, so they can all work towards the same goal.
Absolutely, and I think that's key. I think what happens is technology people don't speak the language of business, and this, by keeping the product's names out of the NABC, you're speaking business language to people that understand it. And when they hear it from a technologist, it blows them away when they hear it in these terms. And they really become more accepting that, yeah, you really do understand what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you that extra training funding, and I'm going to give you the time to come up to speed, because you've described it in a way that I digest it as a business person. As a technologist, you realize it's not that difficult to talk to business people when you do it in, you know, logical terms of investments and finances that they relate to directly.
Okay. Now, Jim, you mentioned the expectation, the ownership, the platinum rules, the strategy map, and also the NABC. What do you think of user education? Is that really a very important piece of this overall successful adoption?
Absolutely. I think user education and developer education and stakeholder education are all three primary areas. The people implementing the technology might have to learn aspects of that technology in depth. So there's one education there. The stakeholders might need to understand what the technology is, what its limits are. But you have to describe it in business terms now. And then the last one is the end user education and adoption of solutions. And that comes into the approach part of the NABC, where your approach might also be to create an education system for the end users as the solution is being built, to get their feedback that we're meeting their user experience expectations.
I remember, Jimmy, you mentioned that the NABC is your favorite approach. So would you say that this approach is really applicable to really any technology adoption? It's really not about a specific technology. It's really about the business process, meeting the expectations.
Absolutely. If you read the book, it's a business book. It's not a technology book. And it's a business tool that technologists can easily adopt and use. But you can use it when you're making a decision to add on to your house. You can use it when communicating an approach for education, for instance. I did it recently today with a colleague in the track doing how to manage resources and resource expectations. So it can be applied many ways, and I think as you become more savvy in using it, you find out, if I can put an NABC together that fits on one page, I can present it to someone and hand them the page, and they can carry that around with them and say, yeah, these guys really know what they're asking for. So it really, and the irony is, it's a very non-technological tool that makes your technological savvy completely visible.
Great. And if I want to try your NABC approach, how do I get started?
Well, the book is a great place, I think for anything, because all credit goes to the author that came up with this. And it's just, I think the acronym is self-explanatory. N is need. So what is the need of the customer? And you want to describe the need of the customer not in terms of the technology that they need. You want to describe it in terms of what it is they want to accomplish. So they need to accomplish saving money, they need to accomplish expansion, they need to accomplish better penetration in their market, for instance. And then you're going to go to the approach. If you've got an approach that's going to be specifically BizTalk for integration, SharePoint for collaboration, you don't put that in the approach. That's how you're going to do it. The approach is going to be, we're going to use the proper tools and frameworks to deliver what it is that you described the need needs to have done. And when you do it in non-product specific terms, you're eliminating naming the products. I mean, every solution is going to fail as every solution is an iterative process. So version one of any solution is going to come back and say, this has to change. If you say knowingly up front that this is a SharePoint solution, and when it fails, they're going to say, well, SharePoint's not doing what I want it to do, then the stakeholder isn't taking responsibility. If you make it an integration and collaboration solution as your approach, and when it fails first iteration, they can say, okay, we didn't understand what we meant by collaboration. Let's do this is what we mean by collaboration. We thought it was going to be communicating with discussion boards and wikis, and actually it ends up being document sharing. Okay, well, guess what? SharePoint's a tool. The tool can be used to change and actively pursue your change and your approach. The benefits are going to be the tangible benefits of finance and intangible benefits of increased skills and investments that you're making that are going to make it worthwhile to even approach this. And it also shows that me as a technologist, I understand the benefit isn't having the coolest technology on the block. There's really a financial stake in this. There's also an investment in our internal resources generally in this, or an investment in our organization. And then you have to look at considerations, because you have to say the alternatives that we consider are viable alternatives. It might be that we don't do anything because we're going to reorganize in 6 months and whatever we do is going to get thrown away. And that gives the person receiving the NABC the ability to say, I like that one consideration that you decided we shouldn't pursue, but you know what, maybe we do want to pursue it in the short term. And then we'll come back to this in 6 months. So that gives them an out to say that you're at least thinking about alternatives to what your approach is, if you will. So it's an all-encompassing thing, fits on one page. It's a complete synopsis that you understand the business acumen behind the technology you're proposing, and it allows you to connect to the business people. And it's so easy for a technologist to learn and use, and business people appreciate hearing it at their level.
Great. I'm going to give it a try and let you know how it goes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Jim.
Absolutely.